Good afternoon and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura, and thank you, member supporters. Today's Singing and Other Sins program is devoted to the master French composer Claude Debussy and his popular collection of songs, Ariette Oubliée, Forgotten Ariettas. I've chosen to present these six songs because it's where Debussy's mature style began to crystallize and his unique voice truly emerged. To demonstrate the beauty of these songs, we'll enjoy the beautiful interpretations by French soprano Nora Amsalem and famed American pianist Dalton Baldwin. I'll contrast Amsalem's renditions with prominent non-native French singers' performances of the songs. So sit back and enjoy Claude Debussy's Ariette Oubliée. But before we dive into those forgotten ariettas, let's begin our journey with one of Debussy's earlier songs, Apparition, from his Quatre Chansons de Jeunesse, composed in 1884. We'll first hear soprano Nora Amsalem with pianist Dalton Baldwin, and then follow that recording with an American soprano, Renee Fleming, and French pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Debussy's Ariette Oubliée was set between 1885 and 1887 for voice and piano. It contains six poems from Paul Verlaine's collection Romans sans paroles, Songs Without Words, written in 1874. Verlaine is, of course, the famous yet very scandalous poet who headed the Symbolist movement. He viewed his poetry in terms of music. Debussy dedicated the songs to Scottish-American soprano Miss Mary Garden, or more precisely, as he put it, to the unforgettable Mélisande. The first song is C'est l'extase. This is ecstasy. We'll hear soprano Nora Amsalam and pianist Dalton Baldwin, and we'll contrast that performance with a recording by American soprano Phyllis Curtin with pianist Ryan Edwards. See if you can sense a difference in inflection and expressiveness from the two artists in this song of languorous ecstasy.
Thank you.
The second song in this collection is Il pleure dans mon cœur, It Weeps in My Heart. The poem was written during the time when French poet Paul Verlaine left his wife and child and fled to England with his young lover, poet Arthur Rimbaud. The text revolves around a play on words, pleurer, to cry, and pleuvoir, to rain, and poetic alliteration. You can practically feel the melancholy of the poet as he sits and listens to each drop of rain with the initial consonants pl, pl, pl. Again, we'll first hear French soprano Nora Amsalam and her pianist Dalton Baldwin, and contrast that performance with a recording of American mezzo, Federica von Stade, with another famed American collaborative pianist, Martin Katz.
Thank you.
We hope you are enjoying today's Singing and Other Sins program, which centers around Claude Debussy and his collection of songs, Ariette Oubliée. We turn now to song number 3 from the collection, L'ombre des arbres, The Shadow of the Trees. If you recall, the entire collection was dedicated to Scottish soprano Mary Garden, the unforgettable Mélisande, a role she made famous in the premiere of Debussy's opera, Pélléas et Mélisande. During that time, Garden was a prolific singing actress in the same vein of Maria Callas. So, for L'ombre des arbres, it seems fitting to not only enjoy a recording of French soprano Nora Amsalam, but to contrast that with Mary Garden herself and Claude Debussy, the composer at the piano. It was recorded in 1904. My apologies in advance on the sound quality. Even with restoration, only so much clarity could be salvaged. Interestingly enough, her French was thought by many to be absolutely terrible. Nevertheless, Debussy felt it appropriate for the role of Mélisande, as he couldn't resist her voice. Garden ultimately moved to the U.S., where she became an American citizen. Thank you. Now that we're halfway through the collection of songs from Ariette Oubliée, it's time for a musical SID. For that, I'd like to share with you a transcription for cello and piano of Debussy's famous melody, Beau Soir, Beautiful Evening. It was composed in 1878, and this performance will feature cellist Yo-Yo Ma with pianist Catherine Stott. Even without the evocative text from Paul Bourget's poem, we get a deep sense of how, when at sunset the streams turn rosy and a warm breeze runs over the field of grain, the troubled heart longs to be happy and taste life fully while one is young and the evening is fair. For we shall go as the stream flowing, it to the sea, we to the tomb. We return now to the remaining three songs in Ariette Oubliée. Next up is song number 4, Chevaux de Bois, Wooden Horses, or Carousels. You can definitely sense the dizziness one might feel on a carousel as it spins round and round at a Belgian country fairground. The poet rides the merry-go-round with an empty stomach and an aching head. At last, evening falls and the merry-go-round turns more slowly. As before, we'll begin with soprano Nora Amsalem and her pianist Dalton Baldwin, and we'll contrast that performance with a recording by American soprano Benita Valente and her pianist Lydia Artemieu. Again, try to sense the difference in terms of the inflection of the French and how the two artists might interpret the French poetry a bit differently.
Nul se pro, un cavo di, un valoro, corni, torni.
Song number 5 in the collection is Green, and comes from a section of Verlaine's Roman sans parole called Aquarelle, Watercolors. Watercolor, a painting medium in which pigments are diffused into water before being brushed onto paper, is characterized by its luminosity and is a precursor to Impressionism. The text describes an offering of fruit, flowers, leaves, and branches, which represents the four seasons. If you can believe it or not, this poem has been set by 90 composers in addition to Debussy. We've heard so many female voices today that one might conclude that Ariette Oubliée is only performed by women. But that's not the case. So for Green, let's begin with soprano Nora Amsalam and American pianist Dalton Baldwin, but we'll follow that interpretation up with a French baritone, the famous Gérard Souzet with pianist Dalton Baldwin, a musical collaboration that remains famous even today and was quoted in the New York Times in 1995 as being a musical marriage made in heaven.
Voici des fruits, des fleurs, des feuilles et des branches. Et puis voici mon cœur qui ne bat que pour vous. Ne le déchirez pas avec vos deux mains blanches et qu'à vos yeux si beaux, l'humble présent soit doux. J'arrive tout couvert encore de rosée, que le vent du matin vient glacer à mon front. Souffrez que ma fatigue à vos pieds repose. Rêve des chers instants qui la délassent. Laissez rouler ma tête s'apaiser de la bonne tempête, et que je dorme peu, puisque vous
The last song in the collection, song number 6, is also taken from the section Aquarelle, watercolors, from Verlaine's Roman sans paroles. It's entitled Spleen. Spleen is, of course, the organ of the body that regulates blood cells. But it was also thought to be the seat of emotions and passions by such great poets as Charles Baudelaire and Verlaine. This led to an association to the spleen with melancholy, depression, shifts in moods and behaviors, or as the French call it, ennui, a sort of boredom and baseless depression. We conclude Ariette Oubliée with song number 6, Spleen, featuring French soprano Nora Amsalam and her pianist Dalton Baldwin, and we'll follow that up with a recording by Don Upshaw and the famed American pianist and conductor James Levine.
Toujours ce qu'est d'attendre, quelquefois.
I hope that you enjoyed today's Singing and Other Sins program, where we reviewed and contrasted performances of Ariette Oubliée by Nora Amsalem with her pianist Dalton Baldwin, and other remarkable performances by other singers such as Dawn Upshaw, Renee Fleming, and so many more. I'd like to leave you with two performances of one of Debussy's most dreamlike songs, A Memory of Lost Sweetness, Romance, composed in 1883. I hope you enjoy both interpretations from these very different voices. We'll end today's program yet again with Nora Amsalem and her pianist Dalton Baldwin, and we'll contrast her performance with another American soprano, Jessie Norman, and pianist James Levine. I invite you to tune in again next week for another episode of Singing and Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone Bagura. Aloha.